Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jasmine, Tasmia and Mac with your 10am Zlines. In local news, a Brisbane man has been acquitted of a drug trafficking charge and is to be retried for possession, where a jury found that he had no knowledge that the storage unit he leased was being used by another to import drugs from Canada. The Colombian man gave evidence his initial purpose for leasing the unit was to fulfill his dream of opening a gym, and a friend of a friend organized to temporarily rent it out to store car parts. He told the court that his loved ones were threatened after voicing his concerns on the sketchy nature of the transaction. 9 kilograms of methamphetamine were hidden within the imported car parts, later intercepted by police. Yet all that was found when they raided the unit in 2021 was a small television, a Wi-Fi modem, and a sombrero. Indigenous community leaders across Queensland are vowing to fight the fight to keep the promised post-referendum truth-telling and healing inquiry, despite the LNP's promise to scrap it if they win the election this Saturday. Cherbourg's Aboriginal Shire Mayor Bruce Simpson said that the inquiry would ideally address and correct so many hurts and wrongs that the community had faced and felt since the referendum and beyond. Chris O'Foley said he respected Mr. Simpson's views on the inquiry, but claimed that he would instead focus on home ownership in remote communities.
In national news, Lydia Thorpe, independent federal senator for Victoria, was escorted out of Parliament House in Canberra by security on Monday for protesting the arrival of King Charles and Queen Camilla. The First Nations senator declared, "You are not our king, you are not our sovereign, you committed a genocide against our people, give us our land back, give us what you stole from us, give us treaty, we want treaty in this country, you are a genocidalist," in Parliament to the king immediately after his welcome speech. In a statement to the ABC, she later explained her act of protest highlighted the Crown's complicity in the genocide of Indigenous peoples, the deaths in custody rate, and the ongoing call for treaty. Her actions in Parliament support the many F the Empire rallies and protests organized by Black People's Union and Treaty Before Sports around the controversial arrival of the King. Content warning, this story mentions sexual assault. The Federal Court of Australia has decided this morning that Bruce Leherman can appeal the result of his failed defamation case against Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson. During the initial case, a judge found that, on the balance of probabilities, Leherman did rape Brittany Higgins in Parliament House. Leherman was ordered to pay $2 million, which the court heard he was unlikely to pay, and the justice at his appeal today granted delay in enforcing the repayments until the appeal concludes.
And in international news, newly inducted Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has sworn in his cabinet featuring 109 members, mostly active military members, and a one-time human rights activist who was once tortured by the military in the 90s. Mugianto Sipin was part of a student movement demanding military-backed leader at the time Suharto resign in 1998, and was a victim of the military's habit of forced disappearances, of which current President Subianto was stepped down from the military for his part in doing so in 1998. Mr. Stippen was instated as the Cabinet's Minister for Human Rights. And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. And that is all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.